Lakuta Sikha is Chelik Yud, Parsha Vayetze, Sikha Aleph, the summary of the Sikha. The Pasuk says, Vayetze Yaakov Be'er Shava. He left from Be'er Shava, and the Medrash says about this, Be'er Shava means he avoided the Shvua. He didn't want to have to swear, take an oath with Abimelech, as Avram and Yitzchak had done. They had made agreements with Abimelech that they would not harm him. And so therefore, the result was that it took seven generations from Avram until Moshe Rabbeinu was able to conquer the land of Sichem Ve'og because of this agreement that they can't harm the inhabitants of Eretz Yisrael for seven generations. When Yitzchak made that same agreement with Abimelech, it delayed it another generation, and therefore Yeshua was unable to enter Eretz Yisrael and conquer the land until seven generations later. So Yaakov said, I don't want to take that oath so that it won't delay the Yidden coming to Eretz Yisrael for another generation. But the question is, why is it that Avraham and Yitzchak were not concerned about that? Only Yaakov is concerned about that? And the real question is, how is it that Avraham and Yitzchak were not concerned? Why did they make this agreement with Avimelech, which delayed the Yidden coming to Eretz Yisrael for seven generations? So to explain, there's a fundamental difference in between the way Avraham and Yitzchak did their Avodah and the way Yaakov did his Avodah. We find that by Avraham and Yitzchak, they had Avraham had a Yishmael and Yitzchak had an Esau. And it says that Avraham yotzah mimenu Yishmael, Yitzchak yotzah mimenu Esau. In other words, that ultimately they left their fathers. That Esau and Yishmael did not follow in the footsteps of Avraham and Yitzchak. In other words, Avraham and Yitzchak did not have the ability to transform Esau and Yishmael. By Yaakov it says that mitosa shleima, in other words, that all of his children followed in his footsteps, that he was able to transform and elevate all of his children. What's the reason for this? The reason is because Avraham and Yitzchak, even though they worked with the world around them and they dealt with the klippas around them, as we know that Avraham Avinu would get people to bless Hashem, and otherwise he fed them, and then he said bless Hashem, and Yitzchak did the avodah of the digging wells, which Chassidus explains means that he wanted to bring out from within the world itself the blessing that can be brought out. But their avodah was only limited; it only had a temporary influence. What they were able to accomplish did not have a lasting effect, because their avodah was only to make sure that there was no interference to Elikus from the Klippa. But they didn't have the ability, or the goal was not to transform Klippa and to elevate it into Kedusha itself. And therefore, when it came to Yishmael and Yitzchak, all they could do, all they could accomplish, was that they wouldn't interfere with the Aveda of Avraham and Yitzchak. But they could not get Yishmael and Esav to become a force of Kedusha as well. Yaakov had a completely different agenda. He already had the ability to be able to transform Klippa, and therefore he went to Haran, where his Avodah was done in a way that he went to the center of the anger, what caused anger to Hashem in the world, and that's where he built his family. That's where he brought forth the 12 sons and so on, and that's where he was able to transform that into Kedusha, or elements of that into Kedusha. And therefore, there is a big difference between Avraham and Yitzchak and the way Yaakov did his Avodah. And because of this, Avraham and Yitzchak were able to make agreements with the Plishtim, with Abimelech, because they only wanted, what is the purpose of an agreement like that? You're not going to start a war with me, I won't start a war with you, which is exactly what Avraham and Yitzchak were looking for. They didn't want the Plishtim to interfere with their Avodah. So they made this agreement. But Yaakov, he was unable to tolerate such an agreement. He's not going to be there to allow Avimelech to remain Avimelech as long as he doesn't interfere with him. His purpose in Avodah was to transform Avimelech. And if Avimelech doesn't allow that, then he doesn't want an agreement with him. And therefore he said, Vayetze Yaakov Meber Shabbe, he wanted to avoid this agreement with Avimelech. Vayelech Harana, and he went to Haran, where he would be able to transform the Klippa into Kedusha and start a family and so on. But Avram and Yitzchak, it wasn't that this agreement with Avimelech, which didn't allow the Yidden to enter Eretz Yisrael. It was the fact that at that time, in the time of Avram and Yitzchak, they were not able to transform Klippa into Kedusha yet. And the Yidden can't come to Eretz Yisrael until Klippa is transformed into Kedusha. And if that takes seven generations, for some reason, that evolved into seven generations. But once Yaakov came along, and he said that everything now will be transformed, therefore it was not the agreement with Avimelech which caused it. It was the Avodah that they were doing at that time that didn't allow the Yidden to come yet for seven generations. And only when Yaakov, who was able to transform Klippa, therefore the Yidden were able to enter in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore it's not that they were not afraid to make this Shvuah. It was not about the Shvuah, it was about their Avodah. And their Avodah was not ready yet. The Eivishter wasn't ready yet for this kind of Avodah that Yaakov was able to accomplish, and therefore only then were the Yidden able to enter Eretz Yisrael.